الحمد لله رب العالمين، غافر الذنب قابل التوب ذي الطول شديد العقاب، لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. أحمده جل وعلا على نعمه العظيمة وآلائه الجسيمة، أحمده على نعمة الإسلام، أحمده على نعمة القرآن، أحمده على نعمة الصلاة والزكاة والصيام والحج. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك، شاكرين لنعمك قابليها واتمها علينا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اجعلنا منهم. أما بعد، عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله. اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفة ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the Lord who has described himself above all as all compassionate, all merciful. It's important for me and you to remind ourselves that the best formula of consecration in Islam is by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All-Compassionate, All-Merciful. By invoking this formula, we consecrate, we dedicate, we commit ourselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn everything, no matter how insignificant it is, into an act of worship. And it is important that this formula contains two of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has all the beautiful names, and the most important names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. You may ask why we need to use this formula more than anything else, any other formula. It's first of all to remind ourselves that Allah is above all merciful. He is the eternal ground of mercy, and His mercy is flowing into the universe, and we are what we are because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, it's a reminder for ourselves to manifest this quality, this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Qualify yourself with the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attributes of Jamal, and not the attributes of Jalal, pride, power, glory. Because pride belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the attributes of mercy, grace, gentleness, compassion, generosity, we are to qualify ourselves. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, and cherisher of the worlds. I bear witness that Rasulullah is indeed the final messenger of Allah, and there is no other messenger to come after him. We are still in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Alhamdulillah, we are happy to hear the news that Sheikh Abdullah Abdul Hamid and the group who went with him for Hajj, they are back safe and sound. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make it a virtuous Hajj. Allahumma ja'alhu hajjan mabrura wa sa'yan mashkura wa dhanban maghfura. Now the message of Hajj and the message of Eidul Adha should be in our minds in this beautiful month. And today I would like to reflect on some of the lessons that we can learn from this great prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ سُرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, my Lord has guided me, has led me to a straight path, إِلَىٰ سُرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And what is that straight path? What are the characteristics? دِينًا. It consists of a religion and faith, doctrine and practice, qiyaman, that is straight, upright, millata Ibrahim hanifa. This is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wama kana min al-mushrikeen. He was not one of those who is to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we keep on reminding ourselves, Muslims are in a tremendous confusion all over the world. We can never exaggerate this fact. Our ummah is in a critical juncture. We cannot go down anymore. There is no further down. We are in the abysmal pit. There is no doubt about it. When you look around in the Muslim world, it's in shambles. There is no doubt. But the question is, how do we bring ourselves up? The way is there. Come back to the message, original message, that gave life to the dead. The Arabs were virtually dead. Awa man kana maitan fahyaynahu. The one who were dead once upon a time, fahyaynahu, and we revived him with a life-giving message, this Quran. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا, and we appointed for him a light, lighting the world actually. The Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim were those lights. Rasulullah was the light, and the Sahaba were a light. In the firmament of Islam, Nujum, they were stars. And what was their concept of religion? What was their concept of law? What was their concept of ethics and spirituality? Of course, this is a topic that deserves to be handled in many courses. Number of courses, I need to reflect here on some of the salient characteristics of the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, "Inna ad-deena yusur." أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِفِيَةُ السَّمْحَةِ. Verily, this religion of Allah is easy to practice. أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The best, the dearest religion in the sight of Allah is الْحَنِفِيَةُ السَّمْحَةِ. The natural way, the beautiful way, the pristine way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither a Jew nor a Christian. Is Quran targeting Jews? Na'udhu billah, no. Is Quran targeting Christian? Na'udhu billah, no. Any objective Christian studying the Quran will say this provides a corrective to the Christian aberrations, the interference with the scripture, interpolations and misreadings of the Bible. And the same is true of those objective Jews who embrace Islam. This Quran is a corrective. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not targeting Jews or Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pinpointing certain aberrations. The Jewish literalism, Jewish legalism, which is rampant in the Muslim world. They judge others before they judge themselves, before they look within themselves. Look at the way we apply the Sharia. Our governments want to apply the Sharia on the people, but on themselves. They should start with themselves first. Judge yourself. Let the one who never sinned cast the first stone. So Isa alayhi salam came into this legalistic, ritualistic milieu to bring back the spirit of the law, which was the original mission of Isa alayhi salam. But what did the Jews, Christians did with that? Instead of fulfilling the law, as Isa alayhi salam said, I am come to fulfill the law, not to abrogate it, not to cancel it altogether. Bring the spirit, bring the soul into the law, bring in the intent and the purpose of the law, so that the law, when it is applied, will realize justice, equality, social welfare. This is what Rasulullah did. This is what the pious caliphs did. The reign of Umar, the reign of Abu Bakr, the reign of Usman, the reign of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Then came Mulukiya. Mulkan adula, tyrannical, monarchy, injustice, Sharia applied, the letter of the Sharia, not spirit of the Sharia. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized the ritualism and the legalism of the Jews, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized the extreme monastic ideal, وَرَهْبَانِيَةً ابْتَدَوْهَا. From the balanced way of Isa alayhi salam, they took the religion to the other extreme, extreme cult, extreme spirituality, extreme the monasticism. There comes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to revive the natural way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we need to think of the three dimensions of Islam. Islam is, yes, there is a legal framework to Islam, but the Sharia is only a mold. It's only the form. You look at that coconut. The coconut has a sweet meat inside it. And that's the intent. Just like the Sharia is a legal, a law, a mold. And you don't become obsessed with that mold, with that form. You need to get to the spirit of it. This is why when our scholars become so obsessed with legalism, there came the reformation of the tasawwuf. And tasawwuf took it to the other extreme in the hands of some people, like the monastic ideal of the Christians. Now is the time for us to bring back that reformation of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi. Bring back the spirit of the law. This legalism, when you look at the people want to talk about, they want to know how to have successful marriage. One young man who was studying in the university came to me, said, Sheikh, I want you to read Fiqh Nikah. The chapter, the Kitabun Nikah, chapter on marriage in Fiqh. Man, nobody can make a successful marriage by learning the fiqh of marriage as it is in the fiqh book. It's only one aspect, is the law. It's the law, stop and go. Law is meant when there is, just like Umar ibn Khattab, when he is appointed a qadi by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he sat there in the court day in and day out, days pass, weeks pass, months pass, nobody came to him. He said, here is my resignation. The Muslim Ummah is such, they don't go to the court. They reconcile themselves. There is no need for a qadi. Look at that high standard. Where they became, they raised themselves to a higher level of ihsan, forgiveness, giving more than what is due, compromising, sacrificing, generosity. So this aspect is not taught, unfortunately, in our universities in the Muslim world today. They talk about Aqeedah, and what is the Aqeedah? It's not the Aqeedah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Aqeedah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is connecting the faith with the empirical observation of nature. Ibrahim alayhi salam looks at the moon and the sun. This is my God. This is my God. And then when he sees the fluctuation of the phenomena, the vicissitudes, he says, no, God should be different. There is a transcendent creator. God cannot be incarnate in the universe. It cannot be sun. He cannot be the sun. He cannot be the moon. And God, the creator of the universe, is distinct from the creation. So, the Quranic Aqidah, look at that flower, look at the fruit, look at that beauty of nature, you will see the science of God. This is the Aqidah, the real Aqidah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, connecting the religion with a critical understanding. Ibrahim alayhi salam questions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell me how you revive the dead. Show me. So now, we don't question. The critical understanding is important. In Islam, there is no room for blind faith. You believe first, then you will understand. No. First, question, understand. Try to understand. Try to use your reason, but your reason will take you so far. It cannot probe the mysteries of the divine nature. It cannot. So, but it will lead you, when you observe, it will lead you, as Ibrahim alayhi salam observed the natural phenomena, it will lead you to accept the fact that the creator of the phenomena, the nature, the cosmos, the sun and the moon and the stars, must be someone, a higher consciousness. Cannot be distinct. It cannot be part of that. Cannot be incarnate. Should be transcendent. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by telling us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Quran directs us to a critical understanding. And this critical understanding is needed in Aqidah. It is needed in the fiqh, the laws, as it is embodied in the books of the fiqh today. Many people think that these are, once we apply this medieval book of fiqh, if you translate them, believe me, some of them doesn't make any sense. We were told to memorize some books of fiqh. If I were to quote from it here, you will be shocked to hear. We had to memorize a book called Fatuhul Mu'in. And in that Fatuhul Mu'in, it is said, it's described as Fatuhul Mu'ini kitabun sha'nuhu ajabu. Hawa min al-fiqh ma lam yahwi al-kutubu. Fatuhul Mu'in is a wonderful book of fiqh. It has such masail of fiqh that you will not find anywhere else. You know what kind of masala? Of course we have beard, and when we make wudu, we have to make takhleel. Make sure the water reaches. The question is there, what somebody has hair here? How does he have to make takhleel here? First of all, this question should not come to a person of common sense. Because Islam is nature, Islam based on common sense. You don't halakal mutanatiun. Woe to those who are rigid in their understanding and practice of religion. Rigid. Get back to the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law, which is missing now, that's why there is no ethics. The so-called extremism in Islam is because of emphasis on legalism and not critical understanding of the Quran. As Umar al-Khattab used to, he applied the Sharia in order to make sure there is justice. And he's telling Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, you don't tell yourself saying you are uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because in the sight of Allah, whether you are uncle or not, everybody equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why he is to say, Abu Bakr Sayyiduna wa ataka Sayyiduna. Abu Bakr is our leader, and he freed our leader Bilal. So in the sight of Umar al-Khattab, according to the Sharia, there is no difference between Bilal and Abu Bakr. This is Islam. But now where is it practiced? Of course, the countries that the so-called, though they claim to apply the Sharia, this basic principle is undermined. So how do we get out of it? Go back to the original way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way of Aqidah, the Christian natural way. observing and connecting faith with the natural observation, faith and science, and also getting back to the spirit of the law. When there is no justice, there is no Sharia. Even if we claim to apply the Sharia, where there is justice, there is Sharia. That's why we need to appreciate the ideals here. I like to live here better than I would like to live in a so-called Muslim country. Yes, I can declare it anywhere. If I were given permission to give khutbah in the haram, I will proudly say it over there. Why? Because Sharia is all about justice. So come back to the ethics of Islam. These extremist people who are giving a bad name to Islam, they violate all the fundamentals of Sharia. The brutality they have practiced, they are practicing. The interference with the religious minorities and the practice of the religion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever interferes or kills Ahlul Dhimma, they will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. Even though you can smell its fragrance 40 years away, distance of 40 years. So, where did they get this? Of course, you cannot blame them, because the educational curriculum is only talking about the ritual understanding, fiqh, legal fiqh. Legal fiqh will not make a happy marriage, fiqh of nikah. You need tasawwuf, you need akhlaq, and that's part and parcel of Islam. It's true that some people have abused tasawwuf. More people have abused fiqh than tasawwuf. Yes? So you dispense with fiqh also? No. The same way goes, as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah said, there are people who abuse fiqh, the same way there are people who abuse tasawwuf. So the solution is bring back the original understanding of these three dimensions of Islam: Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. And that is why Muslims should be representing this type of Islam. Of course, there is no use for this kind of going back to this medieval literature. It put down women. One of the issues that I'm going to deal with, the issue of fitna, woman as a fitna. Everybody is quoting the so-called hadith, woman is a fitna. They don't understand the original concept, the whole concept, holistic understanding of the concept of fitna in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to come back to this pristine understanding of religion, that Rasulullah came to reform the legalism of the Jews, to bring back the law with the spirit, and corrective for the monastic extremism of the Christians, and khayruddini awsatuha. The best of religion is that which strikes the middle road, the balanced way. It's a practical religion, it's a simple religion, it's easy to practice. Anybody who makes it difficult to practice, he is defeating himself. That is why I appeal to everyone here, our mission in this institute is, we are not going to create a replica of the educational institutions in the Middle East. They will not cater to the needs, because it is in the best interest of the monarchs and the king and dictators, and there I have no interest in applying the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it was revealed. It will be against their interest. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who passed away. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وصدقاتنا وطاعاتنا كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. أقم الصلاة.